Gippsland's Gold 1242, it's opening night Friday for La Trobe Theatre Company's latest production of Oliver, and we are lucky enough to invite back to the studio the creative director Bernard Dietering and our Oliver and our Fagin. We'll speak to them very soon. The cast, tell me a little bit about how many kids you've got on board for all those orphans and all the people that you've got accumulated for this massive production.
We have got a massive production. Jules, we've got 53
The cast.
All up, so, and ranging from all types of ages. Mm. But in particular, we've got our orphan cast.
Yeah.
And our orphan cast, with our youngest is 5.
Yep.
He auditioned when he was in kindergarten. And awesome. He's progressing well with his career and he's doing well. And,
Diva?
Oh, not at all. Oh, no, he's fabulous.
Never at LTC.
Never. And we have our eldest orphan is about 14.
Yeah.
And there's 19 of those, but 20 when we include our wonderful Oliver.
Of course.
Then we have our ensemble cast, of course, and we've got a few of our well-known characters, and a couple, of course, you'll speak to today. But we also have Nancy, who will be played by the wonderful and very talented Ashley Vanier, very well-known to locals. She's treaded the board for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the Artful Dodger.
I hope you've got a great Artful Dodger, because that is a great character.
It's a great character. Yeah. And we've actually found the wonderful Cooper Taylor, who is really, really good.
Yeah.
And he's gonna love and bring across to the, you know, Consider Yourself and all those sorts of songs fantastically. Bill Sykes, of course, played by the wonderful Toby Just.
So opening night on Friday, they say that all the hard work's been done and that you are just in need of an audience now. Does that feel like that for you guys?
It does. We've built the structure. We've climbed over it. We've fell over a bit. We've come up and scraped our knees. We've wiped away the tears. And we've just come off a huge weekend of dress rehearsals, which have run fantastically, rather. And,
great.
So we're ready to go.
All right. Well, it is time now to speak to your Oliver, Sebastian Poole. Welcome this afternoon, darling. I'm hearing such wonderful things about you, so congratulations. How long have you been singing and dancing for?
I've been dancing since I was 5, so 9 years now.
Yeah.
And I have been singing since the end of 2014, I believe.
And what school has that been with?
My dancing I've been doing through Danceworks 114.
Yeah.
And singing is with Mary Merchant.
Oh, the amazing Mary. Yes. My goodness. Yes. She is just spectacular. So, sorry, that speaks volumes to me already that he's going to be an absolute superstar.
Yeah, you could say that triple threat type.
Yeah. Loving that. Yeah. And you've never worked with LTC before, so how is this first experience for you?
Oh, it's been amazing to work with the whole production team and everyone in the cast.
And did Bernie pay you to say that, sweetheart?
No.
No, that actually looked like an honest answer, Bernie.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, Oliver is a really special character. How have you enjoyed Oliver? And what do you think you might bring to your Oliver twist?
I've really enjoyed playing Oliver. I watched the movie a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And when I heard that they were doing Oliver, one of my friend's mums came up to me and said, say the line, say the line.
Yeah, to see, you know. See how you take to it and whatnot. With the pickpocketing, are you a master at that now?
I think so.
I reckon all the boys will be. LTC people, you're corrupting our youth.
Well, we've got to practice, you know. We've got to make it look real.
Of course you do. And Sebastian, can you tell me the song that you're enjoying the most and can't wait to get on stage and give to the people of Gippsland?
The song I enjoy singing the most is probably I'd Do It.
Yeah, because it's up and it's fun and it's about relationships, isn't it?
Yes.
I love that this show is all about relationships and friendships and loyalty and love and lost, and the themes are really spectacular, Bernie, and
I'm sure
you're doing a great job with it.
Excellent, yeah.
And, okay, someone maybe not so fresh to LCT. Oh, look at him, you know, look at him go. Season campaigner, that's a good thing. We're all season campaigners around here. Hey, he's a nice guy in real life, but he is sort of playing the villain, isn't he?
He is. He is playing the villain, and he is a nice guy. But actually, that's Fagin.
Fagin
actually is a nice guy in sorts.
Yeah.
And he has got a villainous trait. And this guy was quite interesting when I was looking for a Fagin. When I approached Simon and said, hey, have a think about this.
Yes.
He goes, I'm not tall enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
who says Fagan has to be tall? And besides, you're going to be playing against 10-year-old kids, mate. Mm-hmm. You're going to look really, really tall. This is your only chance in, you know, that you've got. So live it up.
Simon Hemming, exactly, darling. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great, thanks, Julie.
You're always great, and you're always great on stage, and I can't wait see your version of Fagan. And you are true, because Rowan Atkinson did Fagan in 2009,
correct.
And I'm sort of seeing that you could work a bit of Rowan, for sure. What are you bringing to your Fagan?
Look, Fagan, it goes without doubt that Fagan's a naughty little man.
Yes.
And I've thoroughly enjoyed bringing his character to life. Mm. But he has got that soft side and a very caring... Oh, look, it goes without saying, I think Fagan really cares about those kids. And through that journey, I've been able to pick up on that.
Yeah. He's the caretaker on stage of the young boys. How have you gone off stage with them? Have you felt like a bit of a father figure, I suppose, with all those orphans?
I have, yes. I think there's 9 of us, all told, and we're a very close group. I've spent countless hours with the gang.
Yeah.
It's great. Actually, we've got 2 girls in the gang as well.
Yes, yeah,
so
okay.
So we've just got boys.
No, that's great.
And so, yeah, I suppose we're one big family, happy family. Really looking forward to getting out on stage and entertaining the La Trobe and Greater Gippsland community. Not looking forward to closing night when we've all got to say goodbye.
It's always the way, but that's okay, because that's what we get involved in it for, to have these amazing experiences and create these wonderful bonds. And I think the kids are very, very lucky to have had a guy like you at the helm there, for sure. Have you enjoyed yourself getting back to the classics here?
I have. As you know, I've played lots of different roles, and it's been great being involved in the last few years with all the current musicals and stuff. But
I reckon that's great. I reckon it's well cast, and I can't wait to see what you do with Fagan and, of course, Sebastian as Oliver. We're hearing great things. I'm hearing some stuff on YouTube of you guys, your accents, the singing and the harmonies and the music. Amazing. And the Corey, my God, it is going to be great, Bernie. I can't believe it. You've obviously worked really hard with that whole accent side of things too.
We have. We've worked very, very hard. Lots of drinks on the house.
All the little tricks of the trade,
that's
baby.
That's right. Yeah. They've worked very, very hard. And as I say, the whole cast, the crew, you know, it's worth mentioning that the hours, as you know, Jules, in the background.
Exactly. You are putting on quality shows year after year that sell out year after year. And if you haven't seen an LTC show, this is definitely one to get along to. Oliver, opening night Friday, 3-week run at La Trobe Performing Arts Centre in Traralgon. Book your tickets at the box office on 5176 3333. Pop in and see Kathleen and the team. Absolutely all the best. I won't say good luck. All I will say is chookers for Friday.
Thanks very much, Jules.
Thanks, Julie.